What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of The Reverse Shot. I'm your boy, John Salmon, and joining me as always, Andy Peterson. Sound like Mario. And today, we are talking about the wonderful... I don't know why I wanted to go into the John Travolta introduction.
The wickedly talented.
The wickedly talented Riz Ahmed in his latest feature film, The Sound of Metal. But first, it's time to enter into the Cinema Brawl.
Cinema Brawl, Cinema Brawl.
This is where we like to pit up two iconic film characters in a gladiatorial ring to the death. Who will win? Who will lose? And today, Andy said he's got some heat. Andy, lay it on me.
Okay. Because the film is about a drummer, I'm pinning up two iconic drummers.
Film drummers.
There's films based on them, so yeah.
Okay.
We might be stretching here, but it's a good one.
Okay.
We got Tommy Lee versus Rick Allen. Now, I know there's a disadvantage because Rick Allen only has one arm.
Wow.
But he has his triggers with him.
I'm going to say I don't even know who Rick Allen is, but the fact that he's got one arm?
Def Leppard.
I mean, we're going to go to the man with one arm. Rick Allen.
Rick Allen?
Stomps him out with his feet.
With his triggers. Have you ever seen Rick Allen? You've never seen Rick Allen drum?
No.
What? It's wild. It's like all triggers.
What the heck? I've never
seen
it. And
Tommy Lee is probably just like too focused on like shooting a porno or...
Pamela. Yeah, he's probably yeet it up.
I think there's films on both of them. I was stretching it a bit, but
it's all right. I like it. I thought you were gonna say Nick Cannon drumline, but that's where my mind went when you said iconic drummers, because there's not many in film.
Is there a film on Def Leppard? Maybe there's not a film on Def Leppard.
There is one on some band.
There is on Motley Crue.
Oh, Motley Crue.
That's why I went with Tommy Lee.
Oh, that's the one with Tommy Lee. That's right. You're right.
Come on, man. Come on, man.
I never saw it.
I didn't see it either because it had
Machine Gun Kelly
as Tommy Lee.
Oh yeah, pretty much right. Exactly here. That's exactly why. Sorry.
All right, Machine Gun Kelly versus Tommy Lee. Tommy Lee's technically in a film, so on a boat.
Okay.
We all saw that film.
But I want to reel it back.
Let's do it.
Let's bring it down. Let's bring it back to...
Baby, come back.
To director Darius Marder?
Yeah.
His film Sound of Metal, which just landed on Amazon Prime, or Amazon Prime Video, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
You already know what it is.
It's on the Amazons.
A heavy metal drummer's life is thrown into free fall when he begins to lose his hearing, Andy. How'd you feel?
This movie got me.
This movie got to me as well.
Talk about a film that just hits you right in the heart.
Yeah.
Like, everyone take what you're most passionate about and... imagine that just being taken away from you in a matter of, like, days.
Right. And, like, changing your life.
Completely.
Practically forever.
Yeah.
Yeah, in this regard, it's this heavy metal drummer
starts
to lose his hearing. I mean, it's not really ever really established as to how. We can imply tons of different things. Genetics could easily be just him playing.
Yeah.
Yeah, being behind...
Which they kind of said, like, are you around loud noises and things like that.
Right, and it's like, yeah, that's my life.
Yeah. Which, dude, it's probably common.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Or Angus Young, that happened to him.
I don't know about... I don't know somebody who's, like, completely lost their...
They usually get hearing.
Tinnitus?
Tinnitus. And...
Yeah, we know someone with tinnitus. They just said they hear ringing all the time.
Oh, It must be terrible.
Yeah, it must be annoying as heck. And like, this movie, I think this film is one of those that does such a good job with like translating that feeling, or I guess as close to what we can experience by losing our hearing.
Oh, exactly.
Going through this with what's his name? Ruben?
Yeah, Ruben.
Ruben, and Riz Ahmed.
You know, this, it hit me hard too, because I was in the music world for 7 years. And I was in venue after venue every day, new venue every day. And I never used ear protection.
Yeah, you know, you take it for granted.
You do. And, it hit me that way. I was like, man, because my hearing's not great. And I know it's probably because of
venue after venue. Right.
You know, just noise for 5 hours a day.
Yeah, I mean, even stuff that I do now with work, and when I'm doing some video production stuff, even if it's just some of the simple videos that I am working on, I got earplugs in, because yelling in a smaller room, it's like close proximity. It's like, yeah, that hurts my ears over time, you know.
Oh yeah, sound guys, I can only imagine.
I remember working at Universal, and it was like you had to be in the theater if you were the staff with the earplugs on, which is great. Dark theater earplugs, dark corner. I'd be find a little nap time. Have 15 minutes for a nap.
You hear that, Universal? We got you a napper. We got a napper.
You never find me, kid.
John Salmon. We knew it was him.
He's the napper. Oh my god. I mean,
they call you Salmon.
No, not there.
Oh, someone has called. Who calls you that?
That was a 7th grade teacher. met my father one time, and for some reason kept proceeding to Mr. Salmon. What will your dad think, Salmon? Like, you met my dad one time. Why do you keep bringing him up? It's been 8 months. Leave him out of it.
And it's salmone.
And it's salmon.
It's salmon.
No, but shouts out to, man, like, the attention to detail in this film as well. Like I said, in its design of sound and how it decides to.
Phenomenal.
Mm-hmm, how it decided to, like, portray what Riz's character is going through.
It was a character in its own.
Right, yeah, no, it's a huge
part. We were
his
ears.
The movie starts with just, like, smashing drums for, like, 5 minutes and yelling, and it's like, okay, it's making it very obvious that, like, this is sound. Here is sound.
Yeah.
Pay attention to this sound, because soon, none of it's here.
Would you have gone to one of his concerts?
No.
not up your alley?
If he had one arm, probably. But no. No, I don't think so. That's not my cup of tea. No. Don't get me wrong. I like some crazy stuff, but like...
That was just noise.
Yeah, that was just noise. That's like some art, just like some... That like...
Art metal.
I forget what that's called, where it's like 20 people gather in a room and like yell, and like one person just yells into a cone.
Oh, and someone has like a didgeridoo or something.
Yeah, while someone's painting them red, and it's like art. It's like, I don't know, man. I appreciate the invitation, but no, I'm good.
I'm good. Just tell me about it.
I'll see the video somewhere. Olivia Cooke
always
did
great.
Fantastic as the character Lou. She's kind of like our main character Ruben's anchor mm-hmm. to the world, and she kind of sets him on his way to receive some help as he is starting to try and figure out how to cope with his condition now.
Yeah, and I mean, he goes completely deaf.
Yeah, dude. There's that scene where he goes to the doctor early on to do the hearing check,
mm-hmm.
and they're playing the audio through the headphones, and oh, he's supposed to just repeat the words.
He's
that
saying
they're
the
hearing.
Wrong words.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Yeah, that got me.
That was like, he's failing that test.
Oh, they were like simple words, and he was just.
Just all wrong. Yeah. He was like repeating them. It's great how they show it, because we're like in the booth with him.
Mm-hmm.
So we just hear you know, presuming he's or assuming he's hearing that word and he's just repeating it back. But then we go outside the room and we hear the doctor with the sheet of paper and he's just like, you
clock
know, castle. Yeah. And he's like car.
Yeah.
And he's like castle. And he's like cake.
it's like, oh, yeah, it sucks.
He's like, damn, he's not hearing anything, man. Oh, God. And then they tell him, this also got me too. They tell him, you know, to stay away from loud sounds, loud, mm-hmm. you know, anything that can really hurt
his ear.
Would
they say one of his ears was at 20%, the other one was at like 24?
Yeah, it's like 27 or 24 or something like that. Like, man.
You're deaf there.
Which is wild. I took my dad to an audio, like an ear exam one time. He has hearing aids. And yeah, I mean, I've seen them do that test. They put that in. They play high different pitch noises. And every time they play a different pitch, you're supposed to like click something to let them know that you hear it. My dad would just like not hear some sounds like at all. It's crazy. I can hear, I'm sitting next to him and I can hear the sound. And he can't hear the sound in his own ear. Just a different frequency is not registering. So they're able to like track that. And yeah, it is like on some number scale. It's pretty wild. And you can see how fast it deteriorates. I took him to one appointment. It was here. Took him to another appointment. Like months later, it was here. So you can see how fast it just starts to deteriorate. And they tell Riz that. They tell him like, yo, you got to preserve what's left of your hearing.
And you then know. Smash cut.
And then smash cut to him back in another show, like smashing drums. And I'm like, oh my God, Riz, you're like killing yourself, man. Like, what are you doing? No.
And they do a great job of showing that he doesn't wear in-ears during the show.
Yeah.
Like, and he's offbeat. You can see Olivia Cooke kind of looking back like, what show are you playing?
Right.
And then he has a meltdown mid-show and just loses it, leaves the venue. And
yeah, that's where he admits to Lou, who's like his girlfriend, but like best friend, but like bandmate. It seemed like they have like a complicated relationship.
Yeah. And also like his manager.
But a nice one too.
Yeah.
They're not
going at each other or anything. Yeah. No. And they come from where she comes from money.
Which is so not funny, but like so interesting that she chose, even with this life of money, she chooses to like rebel.
Yeah, she's living the
living like in a shack or like an RV and stuff.
Which, I mean, that RV was kind of dope. And it was,
I mean, if I had no choice, I mean, the RV would be dope.
Yeah.
Also, and 26 grand for that RV.
26. And I mean, there was probably about close to 100 grand worth of stuff in that RV.
Oh my gosh. 26 grand? My God, that was pretty fat stack. I would not negotiate.
Oh, he was negotiating.
I was like, no, take that. You can take that real quick. I'll knock 500 off. Just cause.
I'll get new windshield wiper fluid for free.
Yeah, I'll chip in something to take this thing from me right now for 26. My goodness.
I mean, I'll get bug repellent in here. I'll get you.
I'll donate plasma for 20. I'm doing. Yeah, because at that point, he's like, I don't want to get too much like into like the details of like every bit of the story, you know. But yeah, he meets, he goes to a center and ends up, what is it? It's not like a rehabilitation center because they're not bringing him back.
What's a house for the deaf?
Wow. That sounds like that Sega arcade zombie shooter. The House of the Dead. Wow.
I said deaf.
Oh, I know. The House of the Deaf. I know, but it still sounds like that. Please, sir. Oh my gosh. Yeah. But I mean like, yeah, but like what, it's like a, yeah, like a center alert, but it's like not really meant for rehab, right? I guess it's just,
it's
like
learning and just coping with life.
It's like a, almost like a halfway house. Yeah, it's pretty interesting. It gets you set up for life.
Yeah, they teach him. They send him to a school for the deaf.
Mm-hmm. He becomes like one of the, amongst the community, and you could see his like stubbornness. But eventually he comes around, and he has a great mentor, this guy named Joe, played by Paul Racy. And yeah, I don't know. I've never seen this man before. Paul Racy?
I also liked how when they would talk, it would be normal talking because you get that with some deaf when they talk.
Oh, right. Yeah, well, I mean, it just shows that there's, like, you know, it's not all, like, one blanket thing, that everybody has, like, their own reasons.
Exactly.
You know, like, some people are born with it, some people...
Like Joe in the film caught a mortar from Vietnam.
Mm-hmm. Yep. The, yeah, there's some great shots where it just, like, this goes back to the sound design, where it just will be from Riz's perspective, Ruben's perspective, and you don't hear anything.
Yeah, like, it's just, and it's like, always a good shot from behind him.
Mm-hmm, or, like, close to his ear.
Yeah.
Him eating at the table, everybody, you can't hear anything. But then we just get this wide shot of, like, the whole dinner table. You hear everything. And you hear, you know, them banging on the table to get, like, to get other people's attention.
Yeah, pointing and just mm-hmm. kind of laughing. Yeah.
Man, it's so wild. Michelle was reading to me something about Riz and how he was saying the learning sign language was insanely emotional for him, like moving for him, because he found himself being more expressive and like emoting more but with sign language. He said he wouldn't have felt so emotional by some of the things if he were just to have said them with words, not necessarily in the movie, he's just talking about like in his learning experience, which is I can see translated into the film. Like there's moments where a joke is, remember where they're doing the ABCs?
Yeah.
Bro, I was laughing.
It was funny, yeah.
It's funny, and it's like
they're like not racing, even, yeah.
Yeah, they're just, but you could tell that they're, you know that they're racing. It's like communication down to like its purest form. It's just like facial expressions and, you know, some hand signals.
You know, dang. That's where I think Derek C. in France came in, because he did the story.
Mm.
And he deals with emotions and everything very well.
Oh, this is the writer of the movie?
Derek C. and Frank. Well, he did the story. He did Place Beyond the Pines. He did Blue Valentine. Mm.
Dang. Oh, Derek C. and France.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Very good director.
Sure. He is an emotional guy.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Blue Valentine? My goodness.
Yeah, that one hits you. All of his movies hit you. You go down like...
Never seen Light Between Oceans.
That one was...
I really did like Place Beyond the Pines. My goodness.
Oh, yeah. Creepy movie.
Oh, yeah. Dude, Olivia Cooke, though, was fantastic. Riz was great. I mean, I was wondering if he had learned the drums for the film or if he was naturally a musician. Because I know Riz makes he's a rapper.
Yeah.
So
for those that don't know.
Yeah, for those that don't know, Riz is, goes by Riz MC.
That's how he started.
Yeah, I mean, I think I heard of him, his acting and rapping at the exact same time. And I saw that movie, Four Lions.
Four Lions. And
yeah,
then,
I looked into him and I'm like, oh, he's a British rapper.
Then he got his big break with Nightcrawler.
Oh my gosh, absolutely. Nightcrawler, then End of Night.
Or, I mean,
End of Night, is that what it's called?
I don't know which one you're talking about. But
that's the HBO miniseries?
The
Night Of.
Oh, God. And he won the Emmy for it.
Yeah, Night Of.
And my man got casted in a Star Wars film.
I know, dude. You know how hyped I am to see my boy Riz in part of Disney family? Heck yeah. And he got to partner up with another UK rapper, Tom Hardy. I don't know if you knew this. Tom Hardy used to rap.
Oh, yeah. He used to be a MySpace little playboy, too. You ever see those photos?
No, dude. But he, little another British rapper. So it's funny. I don't know if you ever seen interviews with Tom Hardy and Riz Ahmed, but they're just like...
Are they funny together?
Dude, they're funny as hell together. They have this slang. Dude, Riz Ahmed needs to be in a Guy Ritchie movie.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Are you serious? He's got all that slang down. He knows everything.
That Cockney.
Dude, yeah. They did a video, Tom Hardy and him, just going through UK slang. So funny. They all know. They just, like, are using it in sentences and stuff. But, yeah, he actually did not know how to play the drums.
All he had to do was smash cymbals.
Smash stuff, right? Yeah, to me personally, felt like it showed a little bit. You know, I'm not going to hate on him.
I'm not going to hate, but...
But yeah, he said he spent like about 6 months learning the drums. I was trying to explain to Michelle that it just felt like
And there aren't many drum sequences, so.
there's not, which I guess for me makes me feel like, yeah, it just didn't look that convincing. 'Cause like I thought about La La Land. I know that's not really your favorite, but like, yo, Ryan Gosling, it's like
Oh,
under.
he learned.
I was like, either that's CGI and they're tricking the heck out of me.
No, he learned how to do
Yeah.
everything on that.
And I'm like, dang,
Or like
what a
Miles
beast.
Teller in Whiplash.
Sure, exactly. Like, what a beast, man. Like, just it. There's a lot when you see them. I'm not saying, I'm not taking away anything from Riz. Like
No.
I said, my dude spent 6 months doing it, and you're right. There's not a bunch of sequences, so it's not like a
It's just
musical.
smashing.
Yeah, and it's just smashing.
They're lucky it was just like grind metal, which literally
Right.
smashing.
Or whatever that is. Yeah, the 20 person apartment. The 1 bedroom apartment filled with 20 people watching somebody
Scream.
scream while they get painted
Like, did they have a
red.
guitarist in the, was it just the two, was it just drums and vocals?
I think she was playing guitar,
Was
right?
she?
Or no, I don't
No,
remember.
'cause like she's like on her knees with like her both hands on the mic, just like screaming into it.
Riz Ahmed said he'd hoped that this film would encourage more hearing people to learn ASL. I was almost in a position where I felt like it would be beneficial for me to learn sign language. When I used to work at the group home, one of the guys was hard of hearing, and you know, he can communicate, but he would use hand gestures and stuff to communicate with me, and I could understand them. He could understand me when I spoke back, but
See,
I always felt like if he could just sign to me, I'm sure he would have such an easier time talking than trying to like rack his brain to try and figure out how to explain something to me.
that was offered to us as a foreign language in school, and my dumbass took French, which I don't use.
Oh dang, yeah, I would have much rather taken sign language. I took Spanish and failed. Wow, I'm Puerto Rican and Cuban. Well, I didn't fail, I got a C, but like,
Hey,
yeah,
C's
that thing
get
was
degrees.
hard. Hey, that thing was hard though. The
I wish I would
heck?
have taken Spanish. I mean, I've lived in California and Florida. Why did my ass not take Spanish? I took French. But I wish I would have taken sign language too. That would
Yeah, I think
I can do up to E, I think. A, B, C, D,
I got J under lock. Speaking of my name though, so like I
Yeah, I got A
think it's like
down.
JON. I don't know. I could be wrong.
Those that are watching, John is
Oh
signing.
yeah, if you're watching at home, I'm signing to Andy right now. I just spelled my name, I think, in sign language. But I could be wrong. I think I also just spelt JOA. Nah. The J is silent. It's Hua. This is actually the director's debut. Wow.
Yeah, he normally just writes with seeing France.
Who's Matthias Schoenaerts? Okay. Well, he was apparently going to be in this movie with your girl, Dakota Johnson.
Oh.
I much prefer these two over
Yes.
them.
Good
Dang.
casting. Which I was talking, great casting, but how did they, I wonder how they like resulted on Riz. 'Cause it's such like
Yeah, I
an
wonder.
odd role for him. I'm glad it happened.
I mean, I feel like he's only taken odd roles.
He has.
I don't know what a Riz Ahmed role is. Because it's all like, you never expect. I don't expect to see him here in
Well, I didn't
the
expect him to get like buff in the night of.
right, exactly, and like tattooed and like doing drugs. And I'm like, no,
Because like
you're like a nice guy, so you're a
Nightcrawler, he's
nice
just like
guy.
a little goober.
Yeah, he's like a little goober getting taken advantage of that I feel bad for, you know. And then like in Star Wars, he's pretty dope. He's like right hand man to like a pilot or something. That's sick. And then yeah, I mean,
No, he
there's a
he
show I want to see him in that I think is before
Oh, the Brit.
Four Lions and stuff. Yeah, I think it's called Dead Set,
Was a BBC show.
something like that. And it's like a Big Brother reality show. Zombies invade though, so they're like live on TV and
Zombies.
zombies are like in, yeah, they're trying to survive like on camera. Dude,
That's
it
awesome.
sounds pretty dope. Yeah, it sounds pretty
I
cool.
want to say Riz Ahmed is becoming a true character actor.
Should he have been in Mank?
Yeah,
I'm just kidding. Yo, yeah, I mean, I think he's really good. Like he can really do that. Yeah, I mean, he dyed his hair. If he would have got any of those tattoos real, pull the Shia LaBeouf. Man, because yeah, I mean,
Dude, one of
learning
his
drums for
tattoos
6 months, learning.
one of his tattoos said, "Kill me, please," or something.
Oh, please kill
Oh yeah,
me.
please kill me.
I guess it's a reference to Richard Hell, which is isn't that a
He had a tattoo
isn't
of
that a band?
underwear. That was a good one.
Isn't that a band? Isn't he part of some band? Richard Hell,
I don't
singer and
know.
bass guitarist in the Neon Boys and television with school friend Tom Valerini.
There's probably
Oh
someone
yeah.
listening to us right now going, "How the hell do you guys not know Richard Hell?"
I have heard it referenced actually in a Das Racist song. Well, and I never knew
Who I've
what that
collabed
meant. So
with?
Riz Ahmed might even
Bada
collab. Literally have a whole group.
bing. Yeah.
Forget like a one-off collaboration, just full-on group. Man, yeah,
So,
this is on Amazon Prime. Easy to access once again.
oh, very easy. And you think our guy's gonna get a nod for this?
Dude, I think so. I think after Night Of and that little blip he placed on the radar, I think
I think he's becoming a household name.
I hope so, man. He's a G. I love that guy. I hope so, man. Absolutely.
Very
Put it
down to
down.
earth guy too, and he
Put it
just
down one time for the third world fam.
learned,
One
and he
time.
learned, two hard things to learn for this film: drumming and sign language
Sign language. Yeah.
while acting
My goodness.
emotionally. It was. I think it was a very good performance.
Powerhouse.
Yeah, powerhouse
Yeah,
performance.
powerhouse of a performance for sure, man.
And sad, man.
Dang.
If you guys like, I mean, I don't know who likes sad movies, but this it puts everything in perspective, and it kind of just opens up what that world is. It's we don't really.
It's also like, yeah, I don't know, man. It made me feel like very thankful for what I have and like appreciative of,
Yeah,
man,
hold on to
the
your
little
passions
things.
because
The
you never
little things,
know when
man.
they'll go away.
For real.
So what are you giving this then?
Man, this is getting five.
Yeah, it's got a 5 for me too.
This is a big old five.
Yeah,
There's not really anything that I think I would have liked to have seen other like oh I guess we spoke about it, but I won't really say much. Just more of like a more of like a
more of a background on the band would have been better for me, but
For me, I guess I would like to have seen the result of his decisions at the end. That's
okay.
about it.
See, I kind of liked how
I
it
like it
ended.
too. I like it. I don't mind it, especially like
Because you could
if you
kind of
paint.
paint the picture of where he's going.
I hope so, man. If you pay attention to if you pay attention to earlier lines in the film, the end is definitely goes full circle.
Yeah.
Love it.
And like you were saying earlier too, the title.
Oh yeah, it's
I
like
three
two or
different
three different
meanings.
meanings. Yeah. It's like literal the sound of metal music as he's like in his band. There's a scene where he's like sitting on a ladder or a ladder. I always say I want to keep saying ladder. A slide. And
Like a metal slide.
yeah, like a big metal slide at a park and he's
The
sitting with like a
vibrations.
younger kid, a younger deaf kid in the community and the kid bangs on it and so he bangs back and the kid bangs back and then he gets in this exchange and you could tell that like Riz has found like a some bit of happiness as he's being able to like feel the vibration from banging on this slide, but it's metal.
And he's grooving with the kid, and there's
Yeah.
a connection. That was probably the sweetest moment of the film.
Hell yeah.
And then the end, we won't give it away, but
We
the
won't give
end,
it away, but yeah.
the sound of metal.
The sound of metal, man. It's happening. Jesus Jones. Very
Yeah,
good.
I'm predicting a actor nod and definitely sound design.
I wonder if direction just for it being a debut?
I don't think it'll get there. It was directed well, but there's some powerhouse films coming out this year, and you know, there's only five to choose from.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, you've got Fincher, you've got Sorkin, you got Regina King, you've got
what's that movie called? Night in Miami or something?
Yes, I cannot wait to review that one.
It's gonna be
that story.
Fat.
Yeah, finally a film with Sam Cooke, my man.
Sam Cooke.
Yes, sir.
Who's Sam Cooke?
Another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody.
Okay, hi.
He's my favorite singer.
Aw.
Yeah.
Bud.
I mean, you get Jim Brown. What is it? Jim Brown, Malcolm X, Sam Cooke, and Muhammad Ali all in one film? Yes, please.
Oh, from that era. I thought Sam Cooke was an actor or something now.
Oh, no.
Well, that is exciting. I'm excited for that one. Yeah, there are some bangers for the remainder of the year. Don't even get us started about 2021, baby.
Oh, gosh. It's going to be like
Warner Brothers just dropped it up in our lap.
Everybody's, every week, it's just going to be like, here's one. Here's one.
What are they supplying us with the heat?
2021 is just going
to
be.
We're all going to be like slaves to freaking HBO by the end of 2021. 2021 is their year. We're going to just be like, HBO, more. What else you got? That's it? You're all out of movies?
How come you don't have HBO?
How come you're not putting out more movies, Warner Brothers? It's like, chill,
like,
man. We got to make them.
Shaking in the corner. Like,
chill, bro. We got to make them. Like, where's Matrix 5? It's like, dude, Matrix 4 just came out.
Matrix 4 is out next week. You haven't even seen it yet. But
I have to go to, I have to go to the theaters?
What's a theater?
Where's my home? I don't know what I'm doing.
Once again, you that are hearing cannot see what John is doing, but I think he's losing it. So I think
I'm rocking back and forth in my chair.
I think we need to end this.
Where am I? Yeah, we definitely do. Because I'm losing it.
John's over the cuckoo's nest right now.
Let us know if you've seen The Sound of Metal. I think this was a festival darling.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's been floating around for a bit, but let us know if this is your first time checking it out. You got to see it on Amazon Prime Video. If not, you already know. Follow us on Instagram at The Reverse Shot, Twitter at The Reverse Shot, any podcast source available at The Reverse Shot.
Yeah, do that.
Stop playing.
Just go ahead and do it.
Just do it.
Just do it.
I'm John Salmon.
I'm Andy Peterson. Just do it.
And I'm out.
Me too. Peace.
Just do it.